The state of Connecticut will set up a committee to investigate toxic PFAS chemicals. They're found in firefighting foam and many consumer products. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
About 50,000 gallons of water contaminated with PFAS spilled into the Farmington River last month from a private airplane hangar at Bradley International Airport. PFAS has been linked to kidney cancer, reproductive problems, and other illnesses. Governor Ned Lamont says state agencies need more information on where PFAS is used in the state.
Right now, the episodes in our water supply and other places are just minimal. But the risk is that it could be highly toxic, even at the most minimal levels.
Lamont says state agencies will report back to him in October with findings on the danger of PFAS present in Connecticut drinking water. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal sponsored an amendment to the federal defense funding bill that would help communities prevent, monitor, and dispose of PFAS. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.